Listening Library presents Who Was Michelangelo? By Kirsten Anderson. Read for you by Caitlin Davies. Who was Michelangelo? A crowd gathered around the new statue in the chapel of Santa Petronilla in 1500. It was indeed a wonder. The sculpture showed a famous scene from the Bible. There was the Virgin Mary, holding the body of her dead son, Jesus Christ. This scene is often called a Pietà. Pietà means pity in Italian. Many others had painted or sculpted the same grouping of mother and son, but this statue was different. Although carved from hard marble, it was incredibly lifelike. People could see tiny details, like stretched muscles and the pull of the skin where Mary's hand held onto the body of Jesus. The folds of Mary's gown looked as soft as real fabric. When the sun streamed through the chapel's windows, the statue glowed. It was hard to believe it was carved from stone. Everyone agreed that it was a magnificent work, unlike anything they had seen before. But who had carved it? Many of the people gathered in the chapel that day didn't seem to know. As much as the crowd loved the image before them, they might not have been looking too closely at it. Nearby, a young man listened quietly. He was amazed that anyone would wonder who the artist was. He had made the statue. Hadn't they seen his name? On a ribbon across Mary's chest, he had carved the words, "Michelangelo, the Florentine was making." He wrote, "was making" instead of "made" because he had heard that the artists of ancient Greece signed their work like that. It was their way of saying that a work of art was never truly finished. But Michelangelo was ready to begin working on something new. He had other important projects ahead of him. Soon he would become known as one of the greatest artists in the world. Hundreds of years later, people are still awed by the statues, paintings, and buildings he made. And he never signed any others. That first Pietà is the only one with his name on it. After that, no one would look at his work and ask, "Who made this?" Everyone would know it was Michelangelo. Chapter 1. Education of an Artist. Michelangelo di Lodovico Buonarroti Simoni was born on March 6, 1475, in Caprese, a town in what is now known as Italy. His family was really from Florence, a big city nearby, but his father, Lodovico, had taken a job as podesta, or mayor of Caprese, for a year. Then the Buonarrotis, as they were known, returned to Florence. Michelangelo had one older brother and three younger brothers. His mother, Francesca, died when he was six. The Buonarrotis had once been a wealthy merchant family, but by the late 1400s, they had lost almost all of their large fortune. Lodovico, though, considered himself a member of the upper class and believed it was beneath him to work. He occasionally took small government jobs, and the family tried to get by on the money he earned from those. Lodovico thought that Michelangelo seemed clever and decided to send him to school, which was not common at that time. However, Michelangelo became interested in art at an early age, and he spent more time sketching than studying. His father was angry. He didn't want his son to be an artist. He considered artists to be unskilled workers. Lodovico and Michelangelo's brothers often beat him when they caught him drawing. Italian city-states. When Michelangelo was born, the boot-shaped peninsula, now called Italy, was made up of independent city-states. Florence, Venice, and Milan were some of the most important ones. People didn't think of themselves as Italian. They called themselves Florentine, Venetian, or Milanese to identify their regions. Most city-states didn't have kings. Instead, they were often ruled by a wealthy noble family. Michelangelo's home city, Florence, was mostly ruled by the Medici family for over three centuries. The Papal States, a group of smaller cities, were controlled by the Pope in Rome. Italy did not become one united country until 1871. Michelangelo became friends with Francesco Granacci, an apprentice in the workshop of Domenico Ghirlandaio, one of Florence's best-known painters. An apprentice is taught a particular craft by someone who is a master at it, in exchange for the work they do. Granacci introduced Michelangelo to Ghirlandaio, who invited him to become one of his apprentices. Lodovico still didn't like the idea of his son becoming an artist, but he realized that he couldn't stop him. In 1488, when he was 13, Michelangelo joined Ghirlandaio's workshop. Working with Ghirlandaio, Michelangelo studied the basics of painting, such as how to mix colors and prepare a canvas. Ghirlandaio was working on a series of frescoes at the time. A fresco is a large-scale painting, usually done on a wall or ceiling, that is created by a specific technique using plaster. Michelangelo probably learned how to work in this medium from Ghirlandaio. Later in life,
sample complete. Ready to continue?